This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Texas Governor Greg Abbott needs to declare a state emergency to send Texas Guard troops to the southern border and help support Trump's national emergency to build the border wall and protect America from this mass invasion of illegal immigrants. Now, remember that Texas has more miles of border with Mexico than any other U.S. state. So Texas is the largest window of opportunity, so to speak, in terms of geography for illegals to cross into the United States. Texas, a lot of Texas used to be Mexico, you know, hundreds of years ago. You know anything about the history of Texas, you know there have been a lot of battles over geography. Well, if I'm here to say if Governor Abbott doesn't take some action here, Texas is going to become Mexico again. And that's the goal of these illegals. This is the goal of the radical left, is to overrun and occupy America. And they're going to do that by targeting the border states first. And they're looking to see which border states are weak. They know California is weak. They know that Gavin Newsom, Governor Newsom, pulled the National Guard troops off the border in California, leaving California vulnerable to more illegals. In fact, the leftists, of course, are welcoming illegals to come into California. Well, that's an invasion. And by the way, Governor Newsom should be arrested and indicted, prosecuted for supporting the sanctuary state status of California and basically carrying out an open insurrection against the United States of America, as well as former Governor Brown, who signed the sanctuary laws into law in California. He should be arrested too. But Governor Abbott is a patriot. Governor Abbott of Texas is someone who loves Texas and he wants to help defend Texas. So I ask, why isn't he taking action? Governor Abbott overall is a pro-liberty guy. He's a supporter of President Trump. He supports gun rights. He supports the Constitution. He supports the rule of law. So I say, Governor Abbott, why aren't you declaring a state of emergency in Texas? Why aren't you declaring that the people of Texas need to join up? They need to form a military type of unit in Texas and get deployed to the border and defend Texas. Why aren't you using Texas money to build a border wall? I mean, regardless of what the federal government does, shouldn't Texas defend itself? Shouldn't Texas build a border wall? Shouldn't Texas call up the former military, you know, the veterans and the law enforcement officers and the State Guard, the National Guard, call up everybody, Governor Abbott, to defend Texas against the narco-terrorists, the human traffickers, the sex slave traders that are using the open border to invade and harm America with everything from illegal opioid drugs to, you know, literally human trafficked child sex slaves. That's what crosses the border, and it's time to stop it. And if California wants to open its border, you know, that's a separate battle, and that's a federal battle as well. But Texas, for God's sake, Texas should not allow itself to be overrun by illegals. I mean, Texas, you know, I live in Central Texas, and we welcome people of different nationalities as long as they're legal. Texas has a very large number of Mexican Americans, you could say, and we welcome that. And I know many Mexican Americans, and they're great people. And they support the wall too. That's the thing. Those who are here legally reject the illegal immigration of America and of Texas. And Governor Abbott should know this, that it's the even the Mexican Americans who are on the side of defending our state against invaders. If we don't have the rule of law here, then what do we have? If we don't defend our state, then how can we even call ourselves Texans? We need to be strong. We need to defend ourselves. We need to stand up and say, you know what? We're not going to allow ourselves to be invaded here. And Governor Abbott needs to step up to the plate on this. And he also needs to step up to the plate, by the way, on rejecting these red flag laws that are used to circumvent the Second Amendment. So a red flag law, it's a law that they've been passed in many other states and used now thousands of times to take away the guns of someone without due process. It's a law that says if somebody complains, then a court can order all your guns taken away without your ability to defend yourself, without any evidence, without anything. Just suspicion, just somebody doesn't like you. They can say, well, take away all your guns. Those are called red flag laws, and they are blatantly unconstitutional. They deprive people of due process. They are dangerous for any free society. And the justification is, well, these people might become school shooters. Well, arm the teachers, for God's sake. Put armed guards in the schools. That solves your school shooting problem right there. Just allow teachers who want to have concealed carry permits to carry. Have military veterans in the schools. Have operators there who can stop the violence and then put signs outside and say, hey, this is not a gun-free zone. You come here to shoot people, you die. Just put it on a sign. This is an actively defended pro-gun school. And believe me, there won't be any school shooters there. They'll go somewhere else. So these red flag laws are shameful, and they're violations of the basic civil liberties and human rights of the American people. We cannot have red flag laws in Texas. It's a contradiction of the spirit of Texas, which is the spirit of self-reliance, protecting your family, protecting your community, protecting your children, your schools. Here in Texas, we take care of business ourselves, and we use firearms legally in order to defend lives. And red flag laws will only hurt the freedoms and liberties that have made Texas such a great state. So there's a couple of things then that Governor Abbott needs to be aware of. He needs to deploy troops on the border. He needs to call up the citizens of Texas to join in that deployment. He needs to reject red flag laws. He needs to support President Trump's national emergency. And he needs to go on the record to assert the fact that Texas has a right to defend its borders and that Texas will act itself, even if the federal government does not act to defend Texas borders, and that the Texas people are worthy of being defended or defending themselves. Those are the basic principles that Governor Abbott, I believe, needs to go public, and he needs to assert these principles. If he does that, he will have incredible support. There's a new election in a couple of years, and we're going to have a new governor sooner or later. We need to make sure that the governor we put in place here is someone who will defend Texas, defend its borders, defend Second Amendment rights, and help the Texas people stop violence by arming themselves legally and lawfully so that we can defend our state and our communities against those who would use weapons of violence to harm the innocent. So, you know what? Texas is the greatest state in the country as far as I'm concerned. Texas is a wonderful place to live, but it's because of the freedoms and it's because of the political leadership that we've had so far that has conserved and protected those rights. And we need leaders to continue to protect those rights in Texas. God bless Texas and God bless America. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, newstarget.com. Take care. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products. And we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home.
lab-tested. Heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com.